Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 24th year with our good friend Doug Obie. Douglas Obie, O-B-E-Y, is the author of Money and the Human Condition. Doug, I need your website, please.
DougObie.com. Very easy.
There you go, obey.com. Check it out, dougobey.com. Hey, Doug, we were talking in the previous segment about inflation, the impact of inflation, and what it's doing, how it's driving equities up. It's also driving real estate up. I've been around long enough to have seen something similar to this. I'm not going to say what we are experiencing right now is exactly like 1999 and 2000, but it's a variation on that theme. And the one thing that has in common, and we could even go back, I think, to 29. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to go back to 1929, which I do not remember, even though some people think I do. And that is that we're sitting on a very unstable, a very volatile monetary financial situation right now. What do you think?
We definitely are. But what can people do about it? Because it seems to be only one game in town, that's the stock market, because it continues to go up, regardless of economic conditions. All right, I would suggest people think a little deeper and think about things that will go up if inflation goes up, because the only way the world, and I speak mostly of developed nations, which control the vast majority of the economic ability in the world, all right, they're all outrageously in debt. And the only way they're going to get out of that debt is to inflate their way out. So
well,
if
how
inflation,
would that work?
Very simply. Right now, there's a lot of Shadow Stats claims inflation currently is over 6%. And yet the current inflation rate is more like 2.62%, which is up from 1.68% just last month.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to start seeing that a lot, Jim. You're going to start seeing the inflation rate start to spike because a year ago we were shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, now that we're not so shut down, all right, you're going to see inflation pick up. But that's going to be very temporary, all right? So in the short term, between 12 and 24 months, you're going to have this push and pull of deflation and inflation. But long term, like the shadow stats suggests, at 6%, if in fact inflation is at 6, 7, 8%, somewhere in those ranges, people really won't notice that so much or they'll accept it. And if that continues for 10 years, then what that does is it doubles everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it decreases the country's debt,
mm-hmm.
all right, in half. And it doubles their tax intake. Now, I just said a big mouthful, but if you break it down,
what I'm hearing you say though is instead of things having real value, they're inflated values, right? And which means not back to my word intrinsic, not essential, not the essence of the thing, but an artificial thing. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you have real rates and you have nominal rates, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You have nominal values, all right? And if, in fact, coming out of college, instead of making $50,000, you're making $100,000, that's still a real $100,000.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll only buy $50,000 mm-hmm. worth of what today $50,000 buys, all right? So the dollar, the nominal dollars are going to increase tremendously
mm-hmm.
because what things cost. You know, instead of buying your first car for $30,000, you buy it for $60,000. Instead of buying your first home for $250,000, you buy it for $500,000.
It's been going on our whole lives, hasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Right?
It,
I mean,
it won't matter to the person that's working.
I'm not worried about inflation over the net. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about comparing inflation to a generation or two ago. I'm worried about inflation from a standpoint of this year and next year. Hey, Doug, we got a lot more to learn from you. Will you come back?
Of course.
Good job today. Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen, O-B-E-Y, DougObey.com. Check out the book, Money and the Human Condition. Of course, we won't go very long without having Doug's wisdom and perspective on the show. We'll have him back again real soon. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Before I go, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.